Hey, it's the Beasley Brothers. When we're not shooting Canada's most watched hunting show, Canada in the Rough, we listen to Angela Viola on the Outdoor Journal radio show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the program. Thank you, Keith. I'm Angela Viola. Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Outdoor Journal Radio. Over there, Stephen Labadie, and then Derek Brandeo and Jessica Ellis set the controls, keeping us honest today, hopefully. On the line with us, our good friend, haven't had him on the program for a while. He is the executive director from Camp Uchagias, Alex Robertson. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Great, Angelo. Thanks for having me.
Oh, a pleasure, man. What have you been up to? I haven't talked to you in ages.
I know. Well, there's been lots happening. Let me tell you, the camp is has been very busy. In fact, this past year, we've completed an expansion on our facility. We were finding that we were running out of beds. And there's just so many kids who want to come to Camp Ooch. So we expanded and we grew our cabins. We grew them by 50%. So we now have space to have 125 kids at Camp Ooch in Muskoka every week of the summer.
Good for you, brother. Good for you, man. Tell folks who might not be familiar with the operation, tell folks exactly what Camp Ooch is, would you?
Sure, yeah. Camp Ooch is a camp for kids with cancer, and we support kids and their families while they're going through treatment and even afterwards. Ooch is the only camp in Canada that can provide on-site intravenous chemotherapy and blood transfusions. And we can do that because we've got oncologists and oncology nurses from every children's hospital in Ontario who come to the camp in Muskoka to, you know, look after the kids, look after their medical needs. And then we have over 500 volunteers who come up as camp counselors to make camp happen. And it's awesome. Like, we've got a ropes course and we've got a lake to ourselves. You know, the kids go swimming, fishing, of course. And, you know, I think one of my favorite things to see is, because we can provide such, you know, specialized care at the camp, you know, kids can come to camp and get their chemotherapy and, you know, the same afternoon, you know, try water skiing for the first time. And it's pretty special to see. I think the thing that I love most about camp is that it connects kids with kids who are going through, the same thing. You know, just recently I was at a camp program and, you know, at the end of the day, I was speaking to one, teenager, you know, young man, and it was his first time at camp, and he said to me, "Alex, I just had no idea there are so many people affected by childhood cancer."
Yeah.
And which is a pretty astute thing to hear from you know, a young man who's right in the middle of it. I mean, you know all about camping, right, Angela? I mean, you're a pro, so you get what we're doing here.
Oh my God, do I ever, man. And you know, there's nothing, two things I really love about your operation. First of all, just the fact that you make dreams possible. You give these kids an opportunity and a hope. But most importantly, you do it in such an incredible way that what I've noticed from Camp Ooch and the participants is that it is the perfect moment for them to forget about what's going on in their life. And you just can't do that if you're in a clinic or at a hospital, going through your day to day routines, when you've been afflicted with cancer. But these kids get an opportunity to come to camp and stand on that dock first thing in the morning and take in a deep breath and listen to that loon and maybe get in a canoe or a paddle boat. And they get a chance to momentarily, forget about their problems. And that's what I love about what you and your team does for these kids. It's fantastic, man. Unbelievable.
You've got it right, Angelo. It's about, you know, being normal. And I think, you know, for kids who are affected by, who have cancer, they spend so much time out of school, you know, in and out of hospital. I mean, days add up to weeks and months, literally spending time in a hospital, away from the family and friends. I mean, I think about this weekend, so many of us are with our families celebrating and being together over the long weekend. And that's something that families, you know, who have got a child with cancer miss out on. And, you know, one of the things that we've been doing recently is focusing on families and wanting to grow programs for those families. You know, because they miss out on so much family time, they miss out on that chance to be normal. And one of the things we've done recently is we started family camping programs. So starting in June, we're going to be doing, I think there's 12 weekends where we host about 50 families at different provincial parks across the province. And we bring all the equipment. We bring the tents, the stoves, the food, the fishing rods, the life jackets. and families come up and they can just chill out. You know, we've got an oncology nurse there so that if, you know, families need help providing the medications to their kids, they can, and they can forget about the cancer part. They can focus on family bonding, connection, and getting outside. I mean, what is more therapeutic than being outside and being with nature and just connecting?
And for those of you listening, and I know everybody listening is being, if this is the first time you've heard about Camp Pooch, you didn't know it was in existence, you're probably saying, oh my God, what a wonderful, wonderful initiative. What a great program. I didn't know anything about it. And the one thing I have to say to all of you folks that are thinking that right now, this is not possible without support from the community, and we'll call it the village. And this is just a great opportunity for you to mark it down. You've got to go online and check this operation out, and you've got to help them. We all do. You've got to reach out to them and say, how can I help? And if it's not financial, although anything helps, but if it's not financial, you're always looking for support staff and volunteers and that kind of thing, I believe, Alex.
Absolutely. There's so many ways to get involved. Angelo, you've been an absolute champion of ours. You know, we are volunteer-based, and CAMP receives no government funding, no hospital funding. We rely on the support of our community, of our village. So getting involved as a volunteer, becoming a fundraiser, you know, coming up on Mother's Day, we've got the Sporting Life 10K in Toronto and in Ottawa. It's a 10-kilometer run right down, you know, downhill. And, you know, that day alone, we hope to raise about $2 million to send kids to camp. Nice. It costs about $300 a day to send a child to camp. And, you know, that's a great way to get involved. I think one of the biggest challenges we have is awareness. So many people don't know that we exist, and that's why all of us are so grateful to you, Angelo, and to your whole team at the Outdoor Journal Radio. So, please go online, www.ooch.org, and check out how you can get involved. We always need help.
Well, we have that on our site too, Stephen, I believe.
Yeah, it'll be up on Monday.
If not, it better be. Also, you've got the Brad Stevens Memorial Golf Tournament at Muskoka Lakes Golf Country Club coming up.
Oh, yeah. No, they have, I mean, Brad and his family have been, John and their family have been supporters of ours for, you know, two decades now, putting on this fabulous golf tournament. And, you know, that's an incredible example of a community coming together and saying, you know what? Kids matter, and we're going to stand up for childhood cancer and make a difference. Every little bit counts. There's over 2,000 kids in Ontario who currently don't have access to an oncology camp, and at Camp Boots, we're going to change that. You know, this summer alone, we already have 50 additional kids already registered for summer camp. So, you know, every bit counts.
I also want to urge folks who are living in the city and would like to get some first-hand connection to this cause to visit them. What's the address of your downtown location?
It's 464 Bathurst Street. We're right at Bathurst and College in the heart of downtown, not too far from Sick Kids Hospital. And that's a community center for kids and their families affected by childhood cancer. I think what we found is that some kids are too sick to go to overnight camp. And so one way we counter that is by running year-round programs in the city, in fact, across the province, so that it doesn't just have to be in the summertime that we can provide a network of support.
I will never forget my first visit there. It's something that will stay with me the rest of my life, and I urge people, seriously, if you've got an opportunity to drop in and check it out and talk to some of the staff there who have been working at various programs with Camp Pooch, talk to them about their experiences, talk to them about their love of what they're doing. If it doesn't move you, you're not a human being. It's the only way I can. I'm serious about that. It's just, there's no other way I can describe it. And if you have an opportunity, to maybe, you know, go, to, www.ooch.org, and make a donation today, right now. Two things are going to happen. Number one, you're going to help a lot of sick kids that need your help, which is the most important thing. But number two, you're going to help yourself. And you're going to help yourself because it's going to make you feel good that you're doing something about this. So urge people to jump in there and do the best that they can. What else have you got coming up, my friend?
Well, we are right now, you know, the hospital programs that we run, we not only do overnight camp in Muskoka every month of the year, we run these community programs every week of the year, but 7 days a week we run programs at Sick Kids Hospital, at London Children's Health Science Center, at McMaster in Hamilton. We're doing programs so that the same day you're diagnosed with cancer, you meet a camp counselor from OOCH on the oncology unit. And so what's coming up for right now is we are actually expanding that program so that literally every child in the province, you know, the same day you're diagnosed, you get to know Camp OOCH. And it's all about distracting kids so that they are not only focusing on the medical healing, but also on the psychosocial healing, the friendship. It's connecting kids with kids. That's what camp's all about.
And you know, you mentioned the other part. I mean, the physical healing is one thing, but you mentioned the whole psychological thing. And that's where I think, personally, that's where I think the outdoors become such a major factor and a big player in the healing process. You know, I mentioned about that kid going to camp for the first time and walking out onto that dock and taking in that first breath of fresh air that the camp offers. There's a psychological benefit to that. There's a psychological healing process that takes place at that time that you just can't get from downtown.
Yeah, well, that's totally true. We had a camper last year who came up, and she's 16 now. She was 15 at the time, and she's got acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. It's the most common form of childhood cancer. And when she came to camp for the first time because she was excited to go on a canoe trip, which she'd never done before. And her chemotherapy had to be refrigerated, which would actually be a game changer to go into Algonquin Park. I mean, we can't take a refrigerator with us. But the volunteers and the oncology team at Camp OOCH made it possible. You know, on Sunday morning, they threw the canoes onto the truck. They went, you know, she got her chemo boost. She went to Algonquin Park. The next day, at camp, a volunteer driver and an oncology nurse jumped into a van with her chemotherapy, with a canoe, and they drove to Algonquin Park, got into the lake, paddle, 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 out to meet her and her cabin group out where they were. She got her chemo shot. Then the nurse and the volunteer went back to camp. The kids went on their way for their canoe trip. The next day, the same volunteer and the oncology nurse got into the van, threw a canoe onto the top, drove out to Algonquin Park, paddle, 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 paddle. They meet her up, and they give her chemo shot again. You know, when she came back from her trip, she didn't miss a beat, right? She was with all of her kids, all of her buddies, and you could just see on her face just the expression of total freedom. And that's the kind of thing that happens at Camp OOCH every single day. We can only do it because the community members, champions like you, Angelo, who say, this matters, Camp OOCH counts, I want to make sure everybody knows about it, and I we're grateful. We really couldn't do it without you.
Well, Alex, thank you very much for giving us your time this morning. We know, you know that we appreciate what you guys are doing. And once again, anybody listening that wants to join our team in helping Alex and the rest of the staff at Camp OOCH, get out there now. Go to the lines. Go to their website. Drop in downtown. Make a difference. Alex, thank you very much, my friend, and all the best to you on this wonderful Easter weekend.
You too, Angelo. Thanks so much.
Alex Robertson, Executive Director, Camp OOCH Agias, and you just go check it out. That's all I can say.